That when he took the name of Narayan, all his sense sin well go. Sin well burnt. He never knew. But when, at the time of death, three Jamdut came, and at the time four Vishnudut came, and there was a dialogue, and Vishnudut told that his all sins have gone away. Now he is pure. Now he is qualified to go Vaikuntha. Then he realized, oh, I've overcome by death of overcome death, and I'm so qualified that I may go to Vaikuntha. Never he realized before. So you cannot realize this. But if our chanting name, it will be. All your sins will go. If you respectfully, very with respect, you are chanting and remembering this mantra and maha mantra. All kinds of sin will go away. And a relation with Krishna will come automatically. How you know? In India, here I don't know the rules, but India, father and mother selects any boy for his beautiful, darling daughter. And both sitting together, a priest comes and tells that you should utter this mantra. You are wife, you are husband. And for whole life, you are one. You should help each other. Then from this very time, they became husband and wife. In India, they never give up anyone. If any wife becomes blind, lame, or she is not able to do service to serve his husband, yet husband never gives up. Never and never. And if the husband becomes a leprosy man, leprosy is there. He cannot earn money. He becomes idle or full of diseases, or he becomes worthless. But even that chaste lady will never give up his. What to tell after marriage, before marriage, if father gives a word that she is going to be married with that person? This is enough. She takes in her mind, in her heart, that she is my wife, she is my husband. Though there is no marriage, and he never gives up. Like you know Draupadi, like you know Gandhari, his husband was blind. He took himself a cloth on his eyes. And she was so powerful. So, in mantra, always say it very carefully. Not like this, taking bath. In very Indian place, solitary place, facing east, doing Atman, and thinking that I am in Vrindavan. Jamuna is flowing very gently, kalkal, kalkal. There are plants of Beli, Chameli, Jui, and so many pregnant and sweet flowers. Bees are humming. And Kakunj is singing, kuhu, kuhu. And also peacocks are dancing there. And Radha and Krishna are there. And so beautiful is there. And chant and remember your mantra. Making one-ended mind. Then it will give fruit. Otherwise you are seeing here and then, oh, come on, come on, say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Or, Kling Krishna, oh, my horse is there, he is there. One mind. So then mantra will fruit. Otherwise it will not give fruit. So mantra, you should know that Krishna mantra is Krishna himself and Radhika, both. Kling Krishnaya. Swaha. What is the meaning of Swaha? I am giving myself in the lotus feet of Krishna. And this relation is with me. So this mantra will give relation. Like Purohit keeps, or father, mother tells to his darling daughter. In the same way. A relation will come, vivid relation. Not only that, I am Krishna Das. What kind of Krishna Das you are? The mantra will tell and you will realize yourself in some days. If you are practicing with honor doing all these things. And Sri Namni, Nainangala Dasudharaya Badanangada Gadaruddhaya Gira Ulkarini Chitang Bapuhakada Tamanam Grahane Bhavishyati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself telling, oh, I have no prema in Krishna name. I am still alive. Na prema gandhasti darapi me harau krandami saubhagya bharam prakashutam bansi bilasya nana avalokanam vina vibhatma jat prana patanga kana vritha. Weeping bitterly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, oh, I should die. Why I am living? I have no prema. No love and affection with Krishna. I know a fish has so much
love and affection
from water, with water. And if anyone takes that fish out of water, what he will do? He will restless and die at once. No remedy at all. Only remedy that you should put that fish at once in water. I have no prema and devotion for Krishna. And still I am alive. A fish cannot live without water. And I am still alive without Krishna. But all are telling that, oh, you have so high class of prema. But I have not a single smell of Krishna prema. So I should die. Have you this kind of mode? He was all. So he is praying to name. Oh, name Prabhu, you are himself Krishna and Radhika. When a day will come that I will chant Krishna, my heart will be melted. If anyone has mood like this, there is no wall. There is no irshadvesh, envy, jealousy, and anything. No hope. Duplicate, see, and political things. Never it will come. It will go very far away. Sri Namni. Always think that when you are chanting Krishna, Krishna is there in your heart. It is only the defect in you that you are not seeing and realizing. But Krishna is everywhere. Not only heart. In all atoms of whole world, all atoms of air, everywhere Krishna is there. There is no place where Krishna is not. Once, there were so many students of a guru. Guru took any very sweet, very good sweet, delicious sweet in his hand. And he gave it to his all students, each one. And he told, you should take it where there is none. You should go and after eating, you should return to me. But see, anyone should not see in a very solitary place where none is there, you should take. All the students went, except one, all took and went to Gurudev after washing hands. Have you taken? Yes, Gurudev. Anyone saw you? Never, never, never. Anyone could not see you. But one student, he returned with that seat. Gurudev told him, why you could not take? Because I could not find any place, solitary place. Why? You should go in that room. There is none and you can take it. Oh, Gurudev, I see Krishna everywhere he is. Everywhere. So this is qualified. So you should be like that. And then chant Krishna name. Your heart will be melted. If your heart is not melting, then go to Council of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami means any bona fide devotee's council, association. Once there was a setting a very good council near Rupa Goswami in Radha Damodar temple, now where is. It was called Seva Kunj. At that time it was Seva Kunj. No? Not Radha Damodar temple, because at that time it was not established. And there was a very bona fide persons, all devotees were there. And they were hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. No? Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam. Who are telling Srimad Bhagavatam? Oh, why you are telling? Who are telling, explaining Bhagavatam? Why you are not sitting?
Some gas is
coming. Eh? Gas. Oh. So, Raghunath Das Goswami was explaining Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Srimad Bhagavatam. What thing? In Ras Panchadhyayi. In Ras Panchadhyayi, what thing? Jayatite dhikam janmana braja srayate indira svasvadatrahi daita deshatam diksutamaka tvaidhrita sava tvang vichinvate tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kabhiriditam kalmashapaham samana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grinanti te bhuridajana. And he was explaining in so good a way, all were weeping, almost all were weeping. Some became faint, some nose were running, some ears were coming constantly. Only there was only Rupa Goswami, he was not doing anything. He was sitting just as his eyes were open, as he was in natural way. Anyone thought and saw them. All hearts are melting. There are some symptoms that they are also immersed in Krishna prema. But why Rupa Goswami? Nothing is there. He went there. And he saw that he is dead or he is living, I don't know. But eyes are open and he is alive. He took a cotton and he put it here. At once a very warm air came from his nose. And there was so big lifted in his nose. Then he saw that he is in Golok Vrindavan there. He was not like a ordinary fish in ordinary water tank. If in there is not so much water, a big fish, when he will run here and there, the water will be muddy. But a very big fish, not only one very big fish. He will play so much in Pacific Ocean, the water will not muddy. So, the heart of Rupa Goswami is like an endless lesson of ocean of
Russia.
And he is
swimming.
It will not be muddy. Anyone cannot उसके उनके प्रेम को नहीं माप सकता.
Measure
how deep, endless his prem is. So we should be like this. Try to have a heart like him and also prem. This is the pressing. This is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission. And this is the mission of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami. And this is same mission mine. The words of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Something has been left. Tomorrow I will try to explain it. I wanted to explain whole book, but it took 8 or more days, 9 days, only explain half a slow. But I hope that you will gain so much from all these things and try to have in your heart forever. And this will add your bhakti, love and affection, and your heart will be also developed. Gaur Premanand.
Hare Krishna.
Are wo tapan mishra tapan mishra.
Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.